Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? What? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clifford and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here. Like poking the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. Ye who had injury. Ye who had.
King Derek the fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have two as brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans. Trevor's on fire right now. You got to be a trendsetter. 14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
Good morning. It is The Drive with Say and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valisin as well. It is signing day, national signing day. And of course, for us around here, that means all eyes focused on the Fighting Illini. And Brett Bielema's class has been announced and a lot of commitments, Derek Piper. A lot of more so on the offensive side, but certainly they did a great job of shaping things up to get the defensive side. They were able to flip a guy today that was headed to Tulane, so good news there. They were able, of course, to get a couple of other guys that they were hoping to get late in the process, but they get it done. And look, Derek, I mean, it's one of these, it's about my 900th signing day that I've covered, and I never know quite how to do it because it's such a large-scale deal. This isn't like basketball where you got two or three guys and you can kind of really break down each guy.
Yeah, you get three top 100 players and you call it a day.
Boom! Let's go have a beer. I think Brett Bielema could have a beer tonight with this.
I would imagine so.
I think this is a pretty good class for him.
It is. I know that there are different ways to look at it, and 24/7 Sports, I was reading Jeremy's signing day stuff on Illini Inquirer and had Illinois at number 9 going into the day in terms of the Big Ten. I don't know, on the breakdown here it says 10th. I don't know if things shifted around because you do a little bit different than basketball signing day. There's a lot more of signing day decisions, players flipping, and I'm curious to ask Brett what that dynamic is like as someone that's been in the recruiting game for a long time. It's different, obviously, in football, just the drama of I was even reading about the player that was committed to Michigan that Illinois was hoping to flip, and Cody Jones. He's committed to Michigan, but he has three hats on the table as he's about to sign. Like, what is that like when, all right, we got your commitment, but you're going to potentially just flip at the very, very last second, put your name on the dotted line somewhere else. He stayed with Michigan, but the bottom line for Brett Bielema and that staff is they put an emphasis on in-state.
Yes.
They clearly made waves there. Now, would they like going forward to be able to tap into the top 10 in terms of the top 10 prospects in the state? Because they don't have any of those as far. They did get Jared Beatty, who's a really nice piece out of Oswego.
And
a couple of others in that 10 to 20 range versus in that top 10.
Jordan Anderson. Get out of Joliet Catholic. Yep. Both of those guys out of Joliet Catholic.
Aiden Loffrey.
Yeah.
Who I had everybody drive off the road when I said, is that guy still committed to Illinois? Because it was actually Brian Allen who decommitted and was considering Iowa. So a couple of nice gets in there. And it is one of those foundation classes where, look, it's tough when a first-year head coach comes in and you're later on in the process and you're trying to build relationships and everything. So I think it's a very solid start.
It's a decent start, right? And it's one of those where it's hard because you know, when you're talking about a coach in his first year, essentially, that had zero contact with these players before he was hired, essentially, at the University of Illinois, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my gosh, what a class for Brett Bielema. But certainly, given the circumstances, I think it is a pretty stinking good class. Now, can he get better in the coming years? Yeah, I think it can. Does it fit kind of his mode as to how he recruited at other places? Yes. That's the funny part, is that Wisconsin, ironically a team that is ranked behind Illinois in the overall rankings in the Big Ten, I mean, when Brett Bielema was at Wisconsin, he wasn't pulling in top 20 classes necessarily. He was always right in that 30, kind of that range in there. So I think it's a deal where he, and you have to kind of trust Brett Bielema, and I think he's earned that trust. And you also have to trust this staff, who I think has done a wonderful job to get out there, not only in the state of Illinois, but also work their areas. Aaron Henry, I know, has done a great job down in Florida. They added, of course, the cornerback to kind of keep that Florida pipeline going. That's Elijah McCantos. So it is one of those where I think overall, when you factor in everything, I think it's okay to say this is a pretty good class. I know there's going to be listeners that text in. I know there's going to be people that I visit with on an everyday basis that are going to say, well, I mean, you say that, but they're 10th in the Big Ten and this and that. And I agree. But given the circumstances of the late start to this, the idea that the state of Illinois really had not been recruited in the last few years by the University of Illinois that hard. I mean, given all of that, I think you can honestly say this is a pretty good class for Brett Bielema and the staff.
Yeah, and we don't know it as well as Jeremy knows it, or obviously others out there, and Brett Bielema will be able to talk it as well as anybody. But yeah, it is. You have to, on one end of the spectrum, mention the fact that, yeah, one of the stats or whatever you want to call it about this class is they ranked dead last in the Big Ten in average star ranking.
Right.
So in terms of like landing higher quality of talent, they don't have, I think Beatty's the only 4-star talent. And will that improve as you go forward, as you build this program up? I think that it will. But you do have to mention that it's not a star-studded class.
Right.
There are some good gets within it. There are some... It's good to see, in contrast to previous years, especially under Lovey, where you'd see these classes and like, well, what other Power 5 programs did you beat for a lot of these guys?
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, there weren't others that offered or were very serious down the stretch. You had a couple of wins against Iowa, and you saw, even in Beatty's case, I think Michigan State and Minnesota.
Ian Pugh that had committed to Cincinnati, and obviously they're in the college football playoff.
Right.
You were able to flip him to come to Illinois, the wide receiver.
Right, and I forget the name of the Gabriel Jakus?
Yeah.
Who was the...
I think it's Akis.
Akis.
Yeah.
The silent J. It gets you every time. The Tulane commit who ended up flipping to Illinois. Well, Tennessee was in the mix as well,
nice,
trying to flip him. So another, obviously, Power 5 program out of the SEC that was in the mix as well. So, yeah, I think that when you have that built in there, we talk about speed. I know that Loffrey is a very speedy guy. Hank Beatty's fast. That's good to see. I know that you're always talking speed. You're always talking speed and safety.
Amen.
Those are the Lante staples of winning.
There's nothing wrong with speed out on that field. Now, it's not, I think, strange, the idea that, number one, you have to do this because you lost a ton of your offensive linemen this season. But I don't think it's going to be strange at all each year to see maybe not 6 offensive linemen signed, but certainly in a situation where Illinois is needing to add depth because you're losing a lot of these guys off that offensive line. But, I mean, that's right in the breadbasket. Brett Bielema, Bart Miller, of course, doing a great job there. But you've added 6 offensive line for the future to add that depth. And, you know, Derek, it kind of, again, fits the MO of Brett Bielema where he gets these guys in here. They're big dudes. And then he's going to work. And you know, he's evaluated him, and he's understood that, all right, these are the kind of size, this is the kind of size I want, and we're going to work. We're going to coach them to the point where, by hopefully their junior year, these guys are out there making some solid progress and being starters for a team that can compete in the West. And again, in the next couple of years, a couple of these guys may have to compete quicker than that. only because of you've lost so many guys that were able to stay around due to COVID, the super seniors, et cetera. And now because of that, it's going to hurt your depth a little bit going forward. But I'm comfortable knowing that Brett Bielema and Bart Miller have targeted six guys on this offensive line. And it's hard. I mean, you don't know. And we can look back in 4 years and I could be like, oh, boy, was I wrong there? But I have a feeling that four of these six, at least, are going to hit. Are there going to be guys that put in their time and do a lot of minutes played here at the University of Illinois?
Yeah, I would certainly bet on that as well. And you're right about some of these guys are just absolutely massive.
They're huge. Like,
Hunter Whitenack is 6'7", 290. Obviously, you talk about the Great Dane, Magnus right. Moeller. I think it's Moeller, 6'9".
Yeah. We all want to call him Moeller.
Yeah, I mean, might as well. Over 300 pounds. It was good to see you get a JUCO offensive lineman, that's offensive huge. Tackle, and Isaiah Adams, who's ranked as the number five JUCO tackle out there. So certainly a position where you're going to need some immediate help. But that would be the one spot where you wouldn't even have to tell me. You could put names on there. You don't even need to put the names. You can say the Brett Bielema went out and got six offensive linemen. I say, I'm sure he's going to do well with that group. I'm sure that a handful of those will work out, that whether they're three stars, four stars, no stars, that he's going to develop that position. He knows what Big Ten offensive linemen look like.
Yes.
I wouldn't even need a whole lot of other details on that front.
I'm proud of us that we've gone this entire time where we haven't even mentioned the quarterback that is in this class. And, of course, I called him O'Leary the other day. It's Donovan Leary, the young man, 6'3", 210, out of Sicklerville, New Jersey. Three guys, in fact, have committed to Illinois from New Jersey. Of course, the tight end, Owen Anderson, one of those guys, and then the offensive lineman. And, again, one of these names that I'm not 100%. It's either Freeze or Fries, but Matt Freeze I'll go with, that the offensive lineman that is committed as well. But certainly you've got some ties to New Jersey, and you bring in a kid in Donovan Leary that his brother is a quarterback at NC State, fairly successful quarterback, has put up some pretty good numbers for the Wolfpack. And now you've got him on campus, and I know we talked to Jay Lamon on Monday, and Jay was like giving me heck, but he's like, Lon, I'm not really giving you heck. I mean, how many times has a freshman come in and really taken a lot of snaps here? It's not something that happens a lot here at Illinois and in a lot of places, to be honest with you, but certainly Donovan Leary, he's the first hand-picked quarterback for Brett Bielema and Tony Peterson, so hopefully he's a guy that down the road a little bit, I mean, hey, if he's that good and can start this year, let's go. But certainly he is a guy that down the road might be your starting quarterback. And let's be honest, that is one thing in the last decade that Illinois has not been able to do, and that is they've put numbers. The quantity has been there in that quarterback room. The quality has not. That is something that needs to flip with Brett Bielema, Tony Peterson, and crew if Illinois football is going to actually contend for West titles in the future. And I understand that this offense may be one that is geared completely towards running. I totally get that. And if that's the case, that's how you win a lot in the Big Ten West. But you have got to have some semblance of what you're doing, know what you're doing out of a quarterback. And really, that hasn't been a great thing for Illinois, especially when it comes to recruits. I mean, you had a kid in Brandon Peters that you brought in over from the portal. You've got now Art Sikowski that you brought from the portal. Now you've got Tommy DeVito coming here from Syracuse, which when we visit with Brett Bielema next hour, won't be able to ask about Tommy DeVito, but we can certainly ask about the rest of these guys. You know, that is one area, that is one room that has to improve. And I don't mean quantity. The quality in the quarterback room has to improve. Is that putting too much pressure on Donovan Leary to come in here and say, hey, you're the first, hopefully, in a line of quarterbacks that are going to be a lot better than what we've recruited the last 10 years?
That's pressure for sure. And
yeah.
It's going to be not just on one guy. I know that he is, like you were saying, the first handpicked quarterback in terms of recruit. You do have a couple of transfers. You hope that, well, Wedding Crashers is Maryland's known for crab cakes and football. I don't know if New Jersey's known for quarterbacks, but you hope they at least got one that's pretty good between Sitkowski, Leary, and Tommy DeVito. But, I mean, a guy that had a handful of Power 5 offers. You look at, he's a three-star. I know the composite grade on 24/7 had him as the 71st best quarterback in the class. So not a guy that was a no-doubt surefire, you know, come right in right away and take the reins. But then again, I mean, this, yeah, trust the evaluation and see what they ultimately saw out of him. But Yeah, I mean, Illinois, in terms of Power 5 programs over the last decade, has been towards the bottom in quarterback play. I mean, that's not even really debatable.
Yeah.
And while you can lean on your running game, being physical up front with your offensive line, that's the difference. When you look around at Iowa and you know that that's kind of a consistent or a constant for them, you know, playing good defense, having a running game, or even, you know, Minnesota, whatever it might be, Wisconsin. When Iowa was able to have Nate Stanley and you put a passing game, all of a sudden that's a higher ceiling type of team. So while Illinois might have the running game figured out, if you have a quarterback, that could take you from 6 wins to 9 wins or whatever it might be. That's important to be able to hit some tight ends, hit some throws, open up the offense. And while you don't need them to be super dynamic, you got to be able to make some throws a lot better than what Illinois had for the large part of the last decade.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we had someone on the U of I Illini Lake text line. Matt said, please give love to the O lineman from Iroquois West. Of course, that's Clayton Leonard from Iroquois West up there around, that Danforth area. Of course, Gilman in that area. He's coming in. Big boy there, 6'4", 275, a guy that will probably need some time, obviously, to develop. And it's hard to say that any offensive lineman wouldn't need that. But 6'0", as we mentioned, recruited in this class. It's kind of funny that for the first time in a long time, I'm reading the notes sent over by the University of Illinois. By country, you've got 20 recruits from the United States, one from Canada, one from Denmark. So there you go. Now we're starting to branch out a little bit, I guess, by state. 10
Where are you looking in football? Because I know that you really...
Oh, yeah.
You take the map out and you circle Indiana, you circle Canada.
Believe it or not, I'm an Illinois guy.
Illinois guy.
Yeah, okay. I'm wanting to get to the point where Illinois is in on, you know, let's say 10 of the top 20 guys. Or getting 10 of the top 20 guys. Is that fair? That is funny. I don't know that I really have... I like Florida. I mean, it seems like they bring a lot of speed. And there's been a lot of talent, including George McDonald, I believe, back in the day, that has come from that state. So that is one of those where, you know, you like seeing that. I'm looking even here that there's 7 of these kids that are state champions that are coming in. So that's kind of a cool thing, including Malachi Hood and Jordan Anderson. I messed up when I said that earlier. It's Malachi Hood and Jordan Anderson, the Joliet Catholic kids. They are both kids that are coming here, of course, from winning a state championship. And you mentioned earlier Hank Beatty from Rochester. We know that is a power program in the state of Illinois. And he was the Illinois Gatorade Player of the Year. It's the first since 2010, 2011 that has committed to the University of Illinois. So Gatorade Player of the Year for him. That's awesome. And also mentioned you've got some local flair with, of course, Clayton Leonard, Aiden Offrey. Got a kid that's, of course, from Gibson City, Melvin Sibley, right up the way here. I guess you could say Rochester's kind of close. I don't want to miss anybody because there's so many of these guys to look down the list.
But, another Kreutz?
Oh, yeah, another Kreutz. That's another thing I wanted to ask you about. James Kreutz, kind of a late, he's a linebacker. Of course, his brother already on campus as a center and may see some action next year. That'll be a guy that will be certainly maybe needed in that offensive line. But
sure.
Look, I'm okay knowing that the bloodline is there, right? I mean, if you told me, like, hey, Walter Payton, I know Walter's son is older now and Jarrett, et cetera, but I mean, I'm using him as an example. If Walter was in his prime and you said, hey, he's got a son that's pretty good running back, yeah, okay, we'll take it.
Might as well roll the dice.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't always work out. You know, you had Jeff Jordan, not exactly Michael Jordan, but then again, like, in terms of Olin Kreutz was a tough, physical, great leader, like coming from that and the way he was built.
Big time.
I'd be okay with recruiting that bloodline in terms of trying to play physical football.
You know, another kid, and I think he was the first commit for Brett Bielema in this class, was Joey Okla. That's the offensive lineman from Wisconsin, Hartford, Wisconsin. You know, it's kind of interesting, you know, 6'3", 300. He's the kind of kid that, you know, Brett's got that connection. We see that. We saw it, excuse me, with Josh McCray. The idea that down in Arkansas, Brett had coached there, of course. That high school coach down in Arkansas still maintained a good friendship with Brett Bielema. And I think if there's one thing you can say about Brett Bielema, probably a lot of this staff, is I don't think Coach B burns bridges. I think he understands the game. And here he was after he'd gone off to the NFL for a few years, comes back to the University of Illinois. He's got a coach in Arkansas that calls him and says, hey, I got a kid that I think is going to fit the way you want to play in a running back in Josh McCray. And I don't think any of us are disappointed to have that young
that
man
coach is right
on campus. So you would have to think that Brett still has some connections in Wisconsin, and the idea that he got an offensive lineman from Wisconsin. How many years, I know me, I'll speak for myself, how many years have I sat here and said, well, you know what the Badgers do? They recruit the five biggest offensive linemen in their own state. And every year, they've got one of the best offensive linemen in the country. So I don't know that Joey Okla was one of the five best offensive linemen in Wisconsin, but certainly a kid as a three-star. In fact, I think everybody on this list, a three-star, was a guy that certainly is pretty solid. And he's from Wisconsin. If there's one thing they know how to do up there, it's have big dudes that shoot from the outside and big offensive linemen that open holes for running backs. So there you go. That's got one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to go to the U of I line. I like text line. Bill said, if Illinois is such an elite school, I'll stop you there. If by means of football, you're talking about football, then they're not. But he says, if Illinois is such an elite school with an enormous alumni, why is recruiting so mediocre? Don't any of the alums make good money? You know they do. Where's the NIL money? Well, that's another thing that we really didn't get into a lot with this yet. I think we're all learning. Not only the coaches, not only the players, but in the media, as fans, we're all learning how the NIL, the name, image, and likeness, is going to change recruiting in the future. I don't know. I mean, again, Illinois not an elite school when it comes to football. First year for Brett Bielema out there talking to kids that for the last 2 or 3 years have been already talking to coaches from other schools. So, I think everything's stacked up against Brett Bielema when it comes to that. Maybe down the road is a better time to kind of judge and see how that is working out when it comes to that. You know, when you're talking about maybe year two, year three, year four of recruiting for Coach B.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the NIL rule went into effect this summer, and there just hasn't been a ton of time. I'm not making excuses or anything
No. In
terms of that. But I think that particularly in state, that can help, because I think that there's just that natural draw or players that fans are already familiar with that could play a factor. And look, I mean, let's be honest, in terms of comparison with the Illinois basketball program, they were leading into NIL, you know, coming into effect. They were already in the national spotlight. So that was an opportunity for them to maybe use it a little bit more early on versus Illinois football. I'm not saying that wasn't a conversation with someone like Jared Beatty, who was a four-star and had offers, you know, from the state, had offers from other Big Ten schools. So I'm not sure. That might be something that Brett Bielema might be able to answer a little bit better. But surely, I think just in general, we will see more of the capabilities of this recruiting staff in year two, year three, just because of the relationships and the staff actually made some progress in the second half of this season that you'd see if that created more buy-in, because there might have been some intrigued ears out there that just said, you know, I'd like to
kinda
see
late.
It first.
Yeah, right.
Or it's kind of late.
I agree.
And maybe it would be year two, year three, where you start seeing maybe more four stars on this list or you're higher up in the Big Ten. So we'll have to see.
It will be interesting. There are four wide receivers that have signed in this class, and we know that that is a position that needs help, including Sean Miller, who is playing at IMG Academy. He's a young man from Chandler, Arizona. I think he could hopefully come in. I mean, he may be one of these. They may need one of these kids to come in and be pretty effective early. And that could be the guy. I think he's the one guy that you target that could be someone that could come in and play right away. Ian Pugh, another one that, of course, Cincinnati wanted. So, you know, obviously he's got some talent there. Ashton Hollins, one of the wide receivers. Then, of course, Hank Beatty, who we talked about from Rochester, who, you know, just slip him into that slot and see what he does. I mean, we saw a guy like Mikey Dudek do that. Now, Hank Beatty has got some good size, 5'11", 180. He's faster than you know what. So that is someone that could possibly fill in that slot role. Aiden Loffrey, of course, comes in from Gibson City, and I know it's Melvin Sibley. I'm sorry, GCMS. He's a young man that comes in a position that is loaded right now at running back. So do you maybe early on, if you're truly going to put the best on the field, and if he is one of those guys, do you maybe try him more at a receiver, more of a slot receiver kind of deal? But I want speed. And I think Hank Beatty and Aiden Loughery are two kids just from the state of Illinois that bring a lot of that.
Have already team. Isaiah Williams. That would be a nice compliment there.
Absolutely. So give me speed, man. It's hard to stop speed. And if you know, we talk with Jay Layman all the time about the West. You know, a lot of teams in the West are all the same. You know, Iowa, Wisconsin, Northwestern. I mean, they're all kind of that same mold of how they recruit. Illinois is kind of fitting in there with Brett Bielema. The one thing that those teams don't have a ton of is speed. So if you're able to continue to get the physical, and hopefully that will happen at Illinois, but if you can throw in some speed as well and use that as a weapon, I think it'd be huge. All right, we'll take your call, your calls if you want to, on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. That's 359-2255. If you want to text in, a lot of you have on the U of I Lightning Link text line. Someone texted in about the wrestling, one of the guys, and that's Akis, who was a state champion wrestler. Another kid Illinois got late who was a really good basketball player, played basketball most of his life down in Georgia. That's that Tyson Rooks, who's coming in. He, I think, started to play basketball or football this year as a wide receiver. Illinois is looking at him more of as a defensive back. So
tall defensive back.
Tall guy.
6'5".
Tall. I think they like the length. And they like that wingspan back there. I mean, we saw it with Kevin Joseph, this kid that really became elite this year with Illinois. And, of course, you're not sure if you're going to get him back because he is going to try his hand at the NFL. All right, so to take a look kind of what we got today, Brett Bielema, Illinois head football coach, going to join us at 5:10. He's doing his rounds right now in the media. He's going to talk to about everybody under the sun. So we're going to get him at 5:10. We'll talk to Coach. And then Jeremy Warner, our old buddy, who was going to come in studio until we found out we were going to have a chance to talk to Coach Bielema. So Jeremy's going to join us via the phone. It's been a long day for Jeremy. I think I woke up at around 6:15. He was already at Marianne's Diner and already had the list going. He and Joey Wagner already had the list going for the signing day. That's the other thing. You got to wake up early. Does basketball do this, or do they sign normal times?
They wake up at normal hours.
But, you know, you've got guys from Florida and from New Jersey in that Eastern time zone. You know, you got a lot of guys. Magnus, the big boy from Sweden, you know, he signed at like midnight, which over there is 7 a.m. So I think he was the earliest signee ever on signing day. So a lot of that. But, yeah, I mean, I think by 8 o'clock, the majority of this class was already signed, sealed, and delivered.
That's crazy.
They still do it by fax?
Good question.
I mean, that would continue to be one of the more amazing things in the history of the United States.
Keeping up with traditions.
Yeah. The idea that on signing day, I need to get an idea if they still do this via fax. Because if that is the case, I want to know how many of you out there still use fax. I do once in a while at my office, but for the most part, you know, we scan and email. But certainly up for the longest time, you had to fax in your thing. So we'll see if that is still the case. I can just see somebody like, do we even know where the fax machine is? Can we add some paper to the fax machine to make sure it's working on signing day? All right, 359-2255. If you want to weigh in on Twitter, you can follow us at The Drive 93.5. I'm at Lante, ESPNCU.
I'm at D Piper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tanpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevieJay.com, stevieJay.com. You can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tane Piper or The Drive 93.5.
We are back. It is The Drive.
The Urbana Park District has winter ideas for first and second graders, for boys and girls who love to play co-rec basketball. At the Brookings Gym Saturday mornings from January 15th through February 26th, get in on this exciting instructional program. It has a smaller ball and a shorter basket, so your hoopster will have a blast. Register by the end of the year for a special discount. If you have any questions, call 217-255-8601. Register today at UrbanaParks.org. Urbana Parks. Park District. You belong here.
I'm Robin Lindemeyer. I'm the director for Women's and Children's Services for OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center, a baby-friendly designated hospital. With that, we provide support for women who are breastfeeding while they're in the hospital, but also once they are discharged, we continue to provide that support for them. We help them meet their breastfeeding goals, whatever those may be. Also, as part of our care, our nursing staff is phenomenal. We have 24/7 neonatology coverage for our babies, so they take care of our well babies, plus any baby who might need a higher level of care. We offer the opportunity for our families to stay at the hospital so that they have access to their babies whenever they want to. With our new clinic, we are able to provide care seamlessly, which can be prenatal care through gynecological care. A lot of work has gone into establishing that practice in a short amount of time, but I think we've done a phenomenal job of getting that up and going. We are still actively recruiting more providers and midwives to be able to provide you the best care for you and your family. If you need any more details on anything, osfhealthcare.org.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampagne.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade shutters and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-804-1.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
There I was in my business suit, all dressed up, just uptight as I could possibly be. And I don't remember much of what was said at that first AA meeting. It was more the feeling of the meeting itself.
That's what has kept me going. I know it works, and I see the people ahead of me with more sobriety. I see how happy they are, and I want that. I want that too.
And what I notice about AA is it sort of helps me to relax and learn to really be happy with my sobriety. It's a richer life to live.
That's exactly what Alcoholics Anonymous does. It teaches us how to live without drinking. It teaches us how to have fun and really enjoy life without drinking.
This program's given me the good life. The only good life I've ever known.
In East Central Illinois, over 100 AA meetings and almost 20 Zoom meetings in our district each week. AA-ECI.org.
Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Sometimes the team at Banco Overhead Door in Muhammad gets asked,
what kind of garage doors can you repair?
What they should be asked is,
what kind of garage doors don't you repair?
The team at Banco is ready to serve your needs, whether it's brand new door installation or even just replacing sections of your current model. They also offer installation of safety sensors and weather stripping to keep yourselves and your doors safe from harm. Whether it's a new door, custom door, a motor, a part, or an existing door, Banco repairs it all. Find out more about what the team at Banco can do for you at 217-590-4085.
Hey, Lionel fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
Celebrating at Jackson State today.
Because they beat Illinois State in basketball?
Not that. It is kind of funny that we just went through this entire list of wide receivers that played at different areas. Now, who played at Jackson State? Was that Walter?
Walter Payton.
Walter Payton.
Running back for
it. Well, Deion Sanders, many of you know and remember Neon Deion, one of the best cornerbacks ever. Some people say the best. He is now the head coach at Jackson State, and today he was able to flip the number two ranked recruit in the country who was going to attend Florida State is now going to attend Jackson State. So there you go. That's a big little win for Deion, and he said, leading up, he said, I'm going to do something historic today. Well, Derek, he did it.
He certainly did, and he hurt his own school.
Right.
By flipping
that's
a guy that
part.
Was going to Florida State, that's tough. I know Trevor was describing, I need to see the video where he goes Cliff Alexander 10.0 of putting on the hat and then
right.
tossing it off.
Yeah, he had, by the way, he had three baseball caps on the table at Florida State, Auburn, and Georgia. That's a pretty good list.
So we didn't even have Jackson State on the table.
So what he did is he tossed each hat off the stage. This is via ESPN. I appreciate this. He tossed each hat off the stage one by one and then unzipped his sweatshirt to reveal a T-shirt that read, Believe. He then caught a Jackson State cap with a dark blue J on a white background and put it on. So that's how he did it. And by the way, this was his quote. Florida State has always been a beacon for me, he said in his Twitter post. I grew up down there, that's where my roots are, and I never doubted that I would play for the Seminoles. It is a dream that is hard to let go of, but sometimes we're called to step into a bigger future than the one we imagine for ourselves. For me, the future is at Jackson State University, the powerhouse football program. So, good for Jackson State, man. If you're a Jackson State fan today, you're like, yeah, baby. Wonder where their overall recruiting now landed. If you land the number two guy, they didn't slip ahead of Illinois, did they, because of this? he's a 6'1", 165-pound prospect from Suwanee, Georgia. So, yeah, I mean, that's a big deal for Deion Sanders to go out and get that. And, of course, like you mentioned, I'd forgotten this, Deion played at Florida State. So, yeah, I'm sure the Seminoles are not very happy with what's going on. But, I don't know, Florida State hasn't been the same for a while. Miami hasn't been the same for a while. I mean, you've got a couple of programs, and even, I mean, look, Florida's always good, and they've won plenty of national titles, as have Miami and Florida State, but certainly it is not what I grew up with, the way those three teams absolutely dominated in college football. And now, I mean, Florida's pretty solid, but Florida State this year was not, and Miami
certainly
was not. Florida had a down
year because they fired Dan Mullen.
Yeah, that's right. So, interesting. Maybe it was a good time to go into Florida and get some of those guys. And that is something that I know that even Illinois in the past few years, I know Lovey and those guys did a great job down in Florida getting a lot of those kids. So good for them.
It's pretty amazing that one of the top recruits in the country is going to the SWAC.
Yeah, I know.
We always make jokes of like, oh, so 5 stars at Western Kentucky playing for Rick Stansberry in basketball. Wonder how that happened.
How in the world? Usually it's got to be the kid's son. Like Missouri hired the assistant that brought,
Michael Porter.
Yeah, Michael Porter. So a lot of times you see something like that happen, but yeah, it's very interesting.
But as we were breaking down earlier this week, you haven't necessarily needed to go to the top of the top in terms mm-hmm. of football programs to make it in the NFL. If you're
right,
this is the case in basketball as well. If you're pro level talent. They'll find you, or you're, have your chance to show out. So
totally agree on that. You know, I was looking at this list again. There's such a long list, and it's hard to kind of break them all down. But Illinois, I mean, these will change possibly a little bit. Ranks 10th in the Big Ten this class, third in the Big Ten West, 44th in the country. And, of course, that is always subject to change as it goes along. And I think the 44th is merging a lot of different, like, sites, like 247, merging them all together. And this is kind of where they fall in that. But, you know, one of the kids that I've got a lot of my eyes on focused for next year is the JUCO offensive lineman, Isaiah Adams, the 6'6", 320-pounder from Canada. Now, you know I'm all right with that, man. Guy knows how to crappie fish and... Or no, not crappie, walleye. I'm sure he knows how to crappie fish, but he's all about the walleye. But number 5 JUCO offensive lineman available. I mean, Derek, that's the next thing I wanted to talk to you about. While you've got a lot of these guys, there's still a lot of work to do still for Brett Bielema. And I'm sure he's been asked that 10 times today, but we'll ask him maybe that question again, is what's next, you know, for your program in terms of the transfer portal and such. And I think the story goes that you have to have 7 guys leave. At least 7, I think, enter the portal. Is that correct? Or at least leave before then you can then sign an extra 7 from the transfer portal. So we'll see how that works out. I mean, I don't know how they keep track of all this. I know they've got plenty of people over there to keep track of this stuff. But there's still a lot of work to do for Brett Bielema to get next year's team to the speed that he wants it.
Yeah, and Jay's talked a lot about the emphasis on the offensive line. And, of course, when you're going to lose Doug Kramer, Vidarian Lowe, and Paul Chesky, all in the same cycle, and then just a year removed from Kendra Green. Those are guys that started a ton of games for you. And while you have some within the, you know, working their way through the ranks, but there was a reason why Coach B said earlier in the season that, hey, from the last couple of recruiting classes, mm-hmm. we don't have anyone in the two deep that have really done a whole lot for us. So that apparently has been lacking. And while you can talk about bringing in a handful of what will be freshmen next year, that's a hard thing to do. It's you very rarely see an offensive lineman as a freshman come in and start right away just because of the physical maturation that needs to go on. So to have somebody that's older, that's played college football, albeit in junior college, but is ranked well enough to be a number 5 tackle, that's pretty good. And at least someone that you would imagine is going to compete for a starting spot and be in the rotation.
Jeremy Werner will join us next hour, about 5:35. We'll talk to Jeremy, who, of course, was at today's proceedings. I know Coach Bielema had a press conference.
That's what his friends call him.
Yeah, right. Probably not Coach B. They're like Coach Biel. He had a press conference at 3, and then kind of a cool thing, he sat down and kind of broke down film-wise all of these recruits. I think that's cool. That's another thing that I think Brett Bielema has brought to Illinois. I mean, he adds some excitement even on that front. Like, now, you'd have to be part of the media, I guess, to really enjoy that in the sense that, all right, he's giving us something that we normally don't get on signing day, but as a fan, I think that would be cool to know that he's sitting there breaking down these players and going through each one to kind of let you know the strengths and weaknesses, et cetera. I don't know if he's letting them know the weaknesses, but certainly the strengths of these guys. So pretty cool there, but... Jeremy, of course, there. So I'm anxious to ask Jeremy about that. And, of course, all the assistant coaches were made available today as well. So we'll hear from Jeremy next hour and see kind of what they had to say after the signing day press conference was finished with Brett Bielema. And, of course, Brett Bielema himself will join us around 5:10. We're excited to talk to Coach to kind of get his idea on how recruiting class number 1 went. Now, I want to ask him, did he have to shake some rust off after heading to the NFL for a few years? I mean, is that something that, was it like riding a bike? Is it just, you just jump back on, you know exactly what to do? From what you noticed and saw out of Brett Bielema, I think it was more like riding a bike. I think he knew exactly.
I would imagine so,
I think he had a plan, right? I think he said that. He said, look, you know, I was out of college football a couple of years. I had a plan if I got back into it on how I wanted to do this. And certainly I think he's followed that plan, and it landed him a pretty good class.
Sorry to pivot back, but
no, you're good.
Can you imagine if the athletic department went to Lovey and said, hey, we want you to break down the film of every one of your signees from the media?
And then we need you to join radio shows locally. he'd be like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that. That Southern drawl.
Right.
I loved Lovey when he'd talk, though. Like, I thought he was kind of funny, dude. Now, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine his skin would crawl if you said, here's what we need you to do. Break down for the media every one of these players and then jump on a couple radio shows. He'd be like, ugh. No, that wouldn't happen. All right, so anyway, Brett.
Sorry, Bielema. I thought that was.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that. We might as well get our parting shot in on
it. I mean,
Lovey, thanks for all the time you spent with us here on the show, Lovey. Always great to have you. The good news
is we spend as much time watching Texans games these days. Just to pay it back.
Or at least betting against them.
Well, you
it's probably
that.
The better way to say it. All right, again, Brett Bielema will join us at 5:10. Jeremy Warner next hour as well. We'll really get nitty gritty with this class. We got to take another break before we wrap it up here in hour one. It is the drive.
Holidays are legendary at Merle Norman, and gift sets have arrived. Choose from legendary lashes for head-turning lashes, legendary skin for youthful-looking skin, and legendary cheek for rosy radiance. Sets come tied in ribbon and ready to check off your list. Shop limited edition gifts at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road, Champaign, Illinois. Follow us at the Champaign Merle Norman on Facebook.
Long's Garage in Urbana prides themselves on being the one-stop shop for vehicle and tire repair. Whether you're looking for new tires or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, the ASC-certified technicians at Long's can help. In fact, Kumho Tires is running an instant rebate sale right now. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. So visit Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Have you been to Pards in Urbana? Well, you need to go to Pards in Urbana. Here's what people are saying. Great customer service, friendly staff. They treat you like family. I love Pards. I was very impressed. Great service, very neat store. I was greeted and asked if they could help me. That's why you should go. Check them out. It's Pards in Urbana. They're between University and Maine. It's on Maple. Pards in Urbana. Or visit Pards.com. Pards.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
We're well aware that these are crazy times. For sure, the supply chains are all upside down, but it means a whole lot to us that we're still able to keep the same items on our menu and sell local meat, and it's all about the preparation. So we're making our spicy pickles with habanero. Our hot pickles, those are made with ghost peppers. In the words of my 11-year-old daughter, Dad, these are hot! You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's Humble Hog BBQ.
Start your career at Plastipak, where rigid plastic packaging and recycling meet innovation. At Plastipak, you will become a member of our essential workforce and can connect your technical skills with our advanced manufacturing warehousing technologies, automation systems, and robotics. With new competitive starting wages up to $21 an hour and a full line of benefits, Plastipak is hiring full-time production technicians, machine operators, and warehouse associates in Champaign. Apply online at plastipak.com/careers. Plastipak is an equal opportunity employer.
The hottest deals and best service in appliances is bar none at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This winter, stop by the new renovated showroom on North Neal and check out me, Jay Layman, on the big wall and see if you can say, wow. Dennis has a great deal on top-rated front-load laundry pairs from Electrolux. Get them while on sale and in stock with a free 10-year protection plan. Visit them at appliance-world.com or at the corner of Neal by Interstate 74.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture. Quality for less.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Banco Overhead Door boasts over a decade of experience in garage door sales, installation, and service. They pride themselves on fast, friendly, and professional assistance for all customers. You can trust the licensed and professional team at Banco. And Banco is the only company in a 100-mile radius with a garage door showroom. Go visit their location and shop door options that meet your needs at 214 South Lake of the Woods Road in Mahomet, or you can view options online at bankodoor.com. That's BANKCODOR.com.
For nearly 30 years, thousands of customers have depended on Matex for all of their residential and commercial heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. With nearly 1,500 five-star reviews and a 100% satisfaction guarantee behind all of our work, there's a reason the team at Matex is East Central Illinois' top-rated team of technicians. Are you ready to feel the difference with an HVAC, plumbing, or electrical service for your home or business? Visit MATTEXservice.com today. Matex, feel the difference.
Hey Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, National Signing Day. Just a couple notes real quick. Lincoln Riley took nearly three quarters of his Oklahoma class with him to USC. So, interesting there. If you're an Oklahoma fan, you're not happy with that. Texas gets commitments from five-star Ohio State transfer millionaire Quinn Ewers. This is Trevor writing this down. Quinn Ewers and his family totally used the system, the NLI. Good for them. He was not able to, because of his age, I believe, in Texas, get any kind of NLI money. So he enrolled early in Columbus.
That's right.
Enrolled early in Columbus and made like $1 million, and then has never played a snap for Ohio State. I don't know that he ever planned on playing a snap for Ohio State. That is a wow. And if you're one of those businesses that gave it up, it's like, boy, you're feeling a little bit. I mean, you know, that's fine. Like we all say, well, that's good for the kid. I mean, the problem is stuff like that could stop businesses from doing it. They could be like, well, then hold on a second. If he's not even going to play, yeah. If I'm not guaranteed he's going to play for us, I'm not going to do this anymore. So you could see how the flip side of that could get a little bit. Top five classes in the Big Ten, by the way, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State, and Indiana.
How about Indiana?
Out of nowhere, Bill. What is
needing that after a really Tom Allen. After
I was
really
about to say
year.
Bill Allen. I had a friend, Bill Allen. Oh, I still have a friend, Bill. Shout out, Bill. So I always say Bill. Illinois, about 10th in the Big Ten, in case you are wondering. You were able to see Ty Pence last night from St. Joe. Here's what we're going to do. When we come back next hour, I want to get a little bit of your thoughts on that. But we also have Jeremy Warner joining us next hour, bottom of the hour. And then around 5:10, Brett Bielema, Illinois head football coach, he's going to join us to talk about today and the recruiting and National Signing Day. We'll do it all next. It is The Drive.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
When it comes to picking out a tile or hardwood floor, wouldn't it be nice to talk to someone who can advise you as to what to choose? It can be so difficult. At Neverman Floor Artisans, you can work with their experienced designers to make the perfect choice. That's what they do. They sit with you and go over everything. Why don't you visit Neverman Floor Artisans for your next project and discover the amazing and talented people and the great choices for tile and hardwood. Discover the Neverman difference. Neverman Floor Artisans, only 9 miles south of Champaign off Route 45 in Tolono.
If you want a hand-cut, perfectly cooked filet, there's only one place to get it. The Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Customers rave about Donnie's filets. So tender that you can cut it with your fork. Don't go to an ordinary steakhouse. Choose Long Branch and have it your way. Join the many people who know that it's worth the trip. The Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. And remember, there's always room for Long Branch.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.